Beautiful. We'll go ahead and bring the Appropriations Committee meeting in order. Landa, could you take the roll?
Danny Zimmer.
Here.
Representative Taylor.
Here.
Representative Franklin.
Here.
Representative Beck. Representative Callahan. Representative Clark.
Here.
Representative Glazer. Representative Hawk.
Here.
Representative Heiner.
Here.
Representative Hollenbaugh. Representative Jane. Representative Caston.
Here.
Representative McChesney. Representative Morgan. Representative Musgrove.
Here.
Representative Ripley.
Here.
Representative Cecil. Representative Wells.
Yes.
Representative Whitty.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. We will go ahead and open the hearing on Senate Bill 407. Senator Bales.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Keith Bales, Senate District Number 20, which takes in part or all of seven counties in southeastern Montana. Today I bring you Senate Bill 407. What it does, it deals with water discharge from CBM production, and as I understand it, the main thrust of the hearing at this committee is about the fiscal note and the fiscal impact. As you will note, you have the fiscal note. Also, if you will turn the bill over on the back, in section number 4, there at line 14, the last section, there was an amendment put on in the Senate that said that when the legislature appropriates to the Department of Environmental Quality at least $75,000 to implement and administer the general permit provided in Section 1, there is a provision in 820 at this point in time that was put in Senate Finance and Claims for that amount of $75,000. It had bipartisan support going in there. Senator Wansenreed spoke in favor of putting that in there because it was his amendment that was put on here in the bill, and he was in support of putting that into 820, so I'm sure that will stay there. There is also funding for approximately, I forget the figures, but for a CBM specialist at Miles City that will be funded by the federal government. They are doing a new plan or a one-stop shopping facility with the BLM in Miles City. And as I understand it, and I think the department is here to maybe explain a little more of that, I think that individual will be primarily looking at CBM and would be available to address any concerns or issues that might be brought up from this bill. So I can elaborate more on the bill, but I think that's... Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Bales.
Any questions, and we deserve the right to close if we're not on the floor.
We will open this up to proponents. Are there any proponents to Senate Bill 407? And please just keep your to the fiscal note remarks.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, Steve Pilcher, representing the Montana Stockbrokers Association in support of Senate Bill 407. The sponsor has done a good job of addressing the fiscal impacts, and I was just going to share with you a few of the really good reasons why this is a reasonable and responsible bill. But in view of your guidance from the chair, I will just make it clear that we do support this bill. And the ranchers in Montana in that part of the state that came to the previous hearings and made it clear they would like to have this water in their dry reservoirs. On their behalf, I would just ask your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pilcher. Are there any other proponents of Senate Bill 407?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Gary Forrester, F-O-R-R-E-S-T-E-R. I represent Fidelity Exploration and Production. We have stood in support of the bill all the way through the process. Senator Bales has covered the need for the fiscal impact, and we do support the bill and ask you to support it as well.
Thank you, Mr. Forrester. Are there any other proponents of Senate Bill 407? Seeing none, are there any opponents of Senate Bill 407? Seeing none, are there any informational witnesses for Senate Bill 407? Seeing none, are there any questions from the committee? Representative Ripley.
Mr. Chairman, question for the sponsor.
Mr. Chairman,
Senator Bales.
Representative.
One new FTE would be required to handle the increase in permitting workload. Is there going to be enough workload, do you feel, that it will take one FTE?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Ripley, I'm not sure that there will be. And, you know, I think that, especially with the spring that it's beginning to shape up down there, that we have had some water run, and so some of the reservoirs have some water, so I'm not certain how much it's going to be used. So I'm not even sure that I don't think at this point a full FTE would probably be needed.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, Senator Bales, would you like to close on your bill?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I appreciate it. Do concur. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bales. With that, we could go into executive action on a couple bills such as 407, but I think what we'll do is we'll wait till after we hear from tomorrow. We've got two bills from Wednesday, Senator Ballion. So we'll do the majority of our executive action after Wednesday, hearing those bills. So basically we'll take tomorrow and or today and tomorrow off, and then we'll finish up all of our action up on Wednesday. Sound good?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll go ahead and close hearing on or close appropriations.
Slave driver.